Jamie, you remember how the show goes. I go up, I say, welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. It's your weekly freak show here on Renegade Radio and also Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, YouTube, everywhere you hear us. It's the Dark Mark Show. I'm Dark Mark, the goth comedian. Jamie, and I'm joined by my co-host, everybody's favorite vegan heavy metal DJ, Hannah Bach.
Yeah.
Hi, Mark. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday show.
Happy birthday.
X is joining us. Hannah's from the hair stylist extraordinaire. She's been on the show before. Last time you were on with an elderly
Hannah's birthday.
What's that?
Hannah's birthday.
Well, we did Hannah's birthday, but you also...
you were a guest with Sergio?
No, not Sergio. Well, you were a guest with Sergio.
That was the time before.
No, yeah. You were on with... Boy, I can't believe I'm not remembering this guy's name. It's going to kill me because I'm such a fan of his. And Tom Dreesen.
Yeah.
I tried to tell somebody to read Tom Dreesen before.
Right.
Tom Dreesen.
You forgot about the Zoom one. Yeah. Right.
Wow.
Well, and it's no, Jamie, I was, people were asking me, was it in a sleazy way or a nice, cute old man way? And it was a cute old man way.
Okay.
So while I'm talking to it, somebody's been flirted both in a cute way and a good old man way and a sleazy way, all sorts of things. And then when you see her on YouTube, you'll see why. But she's beautiful. She's comedian extraordinaire. And she's getting a lot of parts now, a lot of acting work. Our friend Eddie Murphy's favorite comedian, Jamie Jenner.
Hi. How are you all?
Welcome.
We're doing good.
Happy birthday, Mark.
Oh, thank you, Jamie. It's quite a party. I'm going to show everybody what I'm drinking a little bit later. But we also have my former co-host and horror writer extraordinaire. And also, we're writing a movie together. And she is not only behind the scenes, but she'll be killed on screen soon, apparently. That's Nicole Six.
Hello. Hi. Good evening, everyone.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
And, of course, you can pick up her books. Some Fucked Up Shit and Some Fucked Up Shit Ghosts. All sorts of stories will be adapted to movies from those two. And she's working on Witches, apparently. So
yes, I'm working on the third book in the series, Some Fucked Up Shit Witches, right now.
Right. And also the host of the Chardon Hay True Crime Podcast. He's got so many shows, I can't even keep up. Another one of my favorite people. Sideshow performer extraordinaire, although... unfortunately has been doing a lot of that, but she's been delving into all sorts of true crime, not just murder, but all sorts of shenanigans. It's Dakota, the bearded lady.
Yay.
Hey, everyone.
Hi, Dakota.
Hi.
And as promised, Hannah booked the show and said everybody's going to be awesome, and everybody is. Mm-hmm. So far, we've got maybe a couple other guests coming up. But let me do the sponsors really quick, and then we'll just chit-chat, gab a little bit. You guys can tell me how awesome I am and what you have to do. So, first off, we have to talk about if people want to give me a gift. They love the Dark Mark Show, and they want to give me something, and it costs nothing. Costs you zero to do. Go to this website, audibletrial.com/DMS. Once again, audibletrial.com/DMS. You get a 30-day trial to Audible, two free audiobooks, or one free audiobook and one free Audible original. I've been listening to, I can't believe it's on Audible already, Rob Halford's autobiography. It's right there. You get that for free. Mm-hmm. Just go to audibletrial.com/DMS. Boom, you got that, and you can get another book, whatever you want. All sorts of Stephen King books, all sorts of true crime books, all sorts of books. I'm sure there's books about Eddie Murphy, River Phoenix. There's books about books about everything, whatever you want. If people remember River Princess, they don't really do. Metal, DJs, the Sunset Strip, everything everybody here is doing. They've got books on its Sideshow. I know they have a couple great Sideshow books. Motivational books, hypnosis books, whatever you want. audibletrial.com/DMS. If you have to spend money, get Raise Energy Drinks. These are the best. If you look in the description to the show, you will see a 15% code off a case of Raise. I just got great bubblegum Raise. It's delicious. Right here, I'm not drinking it tonight because I'm mixing this with Fireball whiskey and grape and cinnamon, not quite great together. This is Baja Lime. Tastes just like Baja Blast at Taco Bell, except zero calories, zero carbs, zero crap. So let me pop that open.
Yay. Happy birthday.
Also, I'm probably going to treat myself to our favorite restaurant, Doom Tom Cooking. Nicole and I are going out. I owe her a dinner, so maybe we'll be going there. Last time we went there, it was delicious. Right, Nicole?
It was, yeah.
I had the vegan chicken cordon bleu. Oh, it's so good, Dakota. You have no idea. Delicious. Yeah. Better than Popeye's chicken. It was great.
I still want to go sometime and try that shrimp po' boy.
It's great. They redone the menu. Now they have chicken parmesan pasta, chicken alfredo pasta. They've really done it, so it's a lot of chicken now. Right, Hannah?
Yeah. So good. We're like, when are we going to drive out to the Hollywood area to hit up Doomy's?
What was the last time you had Doomy's Home Cooking, Hannah? Was that your birthday?
My birthday, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the last time.
Vine Street, if you're in L.A. There's also one in Culver City and one in Toronto, Canada. Also, when you're looking at the description of the show, you get 20% off Hustler Hollywood. So get your dick pills, get your lingerie, get your vibrators, butt plugs, whatever you want.
And toys.
20% off. X, get a butt plug, 20% off. And then also Spy Associates.
I get my fishnets from there.
What's that?
I said I get my fishnets from Hustler.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you got your fishnets from Spy Associates. Spy Associates.
I get my body spray from Hustler.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get 20% off. We got the coupon code. Why pay full price?
Yeah.
And also 20% off any order of over $250 on anything at Spy Associates, GPS trackers, cameras and smoke detectors, bug detectors, whatever you want. Spy on somebody, see if somebody's spying on you. Who knows? You know, everybody, Hannah just got a smart TV. Somebody's spying on you. Find out who it is. Check it out. And also, we're going to get to the show in a second, but go to TeePublic and get your Dark Mark Show t-shirt or mask or tote bag, coffee mugs, everything Dark Mark Show, or Hannah Bach.
Yay.
X, have you bought anything Hannah Bach? Any stickers, any t-shirts, any anything off TeePublic?
Christine? Have I?
No, Christina, she.
Nope, me?
Not yet, no.
Oh, okay. But we've got my face or Hannah's face on all sorts of products, tpublic.com. And that's where I got my Tom Jones Motorhead Let's Do Pussycat shirt. But that's somebody else on tpublic.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Whoa, on the back. So, okay. So I guess we'll start. Hannah, who do you want to start with?
All right. Let's get some birthday wishes out.
Oh, I
guess. So Princess Frank was supposed to join us.
All again?
Huh? Princess Frank was supposed to join us tonight, but he had band practice, but he wants to wish you a very happy birthday.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Love Princess Frank. We got to have him on again very soon.
Yeah.
You guys know
Princess Ministry.
Frank?
Huh?
Amy, Dakota, Nicole, do you guys know Princess Frank?
No.
He's great. He's a great musician. He plays in a band with Angelo from Fishbone.
And awesome.
He plays in like 100 bands. And he's like he's one of the top session guys around in LA. Right, Anna?
Yeah, very multi-talented and very sweet.
My mom's boyfriend's friends with all of those guys from Fishbone. So like my mom goes and sees them all the time and ends up like hanging out with Fishbone all the time. I'm like, what the fuck, mom?
That's awesome.
So yeah, I was like, yeah, I was like hanging out with Fishbone. I was like, okay, go off. Like live your life. God damn
it. You're just having a cool mom that hangs out with Fishbone.
Right? She's cooler than I am. She goes out way more than I do. I'm just like, I'm just gonna like sit in my house and like make a podcast. And my mom's like, I'm gonna go party with Fishbone. I'm like,
I did poetry with Fishbone, and I did stand up comedy. I said Fishbone. Angela Moore, the lead singer of Fishbone. I've done poetry with him, and I did a stand up comedy show with him that had music comedy, and it was great. He's a great guy.
That's awesome. I don't know him, but my mom does.
He's better.
Wow.
Yeah. Who else, Anna? Who else? Is that it?
Sin, the guitar player from Ministry, who was a guest on the show previously, wants to wish you a very happy birthday.
Yay. I'm talking over you. I'm sorry, Hannah. Say that one more time.
Sin from Ministry wants to wish you a very happy birthday as well.
I'll tell Sin thank you.
Mm-hmm. Grandpa says, happy birthday, young man.
Grandpa is a head star.
Then Josh from Motorbone says, happy birthday. I hope to see you soon, sweetheart. Something like that. I was like, ah, okay. He says, you'll know what he means.
I have no idea. Wow. That, by the way, if the three of you don't know, is Hannah's new boyfriend, Josh from Motorbone.
Oh, okay.
I wonder how she got into it. Wish me a happy birthday. And just a plug, Motorbone's concert film is on YouTube. They just put it on up today, right?
Yesterday.
So put Motorbone in the search on YouTube, and his concert movie come out, filmed on the Sunset Strip. And I look forward to seeing it. I don't know if I'll do it tonight, but I'm going to see it at some point very soon.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to meet you. I've seen the post. I've seen all of y'all's posts looking like the cutest couple ever all over.
Let's start with that. Now, what is Dakota, Nicole, and Jamie? You've seen the social media post. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. I think that they make a great looking couple. No.
I think they're adorable.
I think
really
they look happy. Adult.
Yeah.
They look great.
Okay. When you know, you know.
Yeah, when you know, you know.
Okay.
He's a good guy.
Good.
And
like I said, I think they look happy.
He's yeah. not too shabby looking either, right?
Yeah. Hello?
That's why I said they make a good looking couple.
Yeah. So, well, Hannah's always cute.
I know. Yeah. Thank
you. Aww.
Yeah,
Hannah really it's just it's so odd that Hannah will be going out with a musician that is a little bit older than her. That's so unlike her.
Oh, I know, right? So weird.
I know, it's so
anyway, odd. Birthday boy. Let's talk about you.
Well, what do you want to know about? Go ahead.
So, how was your Halloween weekend, Mark?
It was good. It was pretty mellow. You know, I had I won $100 in my work costume contest.
Wow.
Nice. I was gonna go and thank you. It was an $8 mask I got it for Amazon, so it's a good return on the investment. And it's around here somewhere. I'll throw it out. But there it is. But so, and then I was
awesome.
Invited. I was invited.
Very cool.
To,
oh wow!
Two pretty prestigious parties that I've been to before, which was Debbie Dutch's party and Cleve Hall's party. These are former guests of ours. Debbie Dutch, the B movie actress, who's been in all sorts of movies like Hard to Die and Hollywood Warrioress, and Cleve, who's done props and movies from ranging from Pee Wee's Big Adventure to Jay and Silent Bob's reboot. He's done everything in every movie, and he just did a nude scene in the movie. He just turned 60, so that's nice. And unfortunately, I didn't go to either one of them. I just
did you just stay in?
But I was like, I just don't feel like it.
It's quarantine.
I just didn't. I mean, I knew under normal circumstances I would have gone, but since with the corona and everything else, I was like, well, I'm just gonna pop into this one for like a half hour, and then pop into another one for a half hour. And what's the point?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Here's the weird thing. Normally, although it did inspire a comedy bit, which is what I was working on that night. Normally, the coronavirus has changed everything. Normally, when you go to a party. Or used to be, like last year, they were like, it's going to be so many people at this party. It's going to be like hundreds and thousands of people. You won't even be able to move. It's going to be a fucking rager. Now people are like, it's not going to be anybody here. Five people here, that's it. Maybe four. I'm going to try to keep it down to three. And you wear your mask. Nobody, we're going to social distance. Nobody's going to be around. Nobody's going to be home. I'm just leave the door open. You walk in, you have the house. That's the party. So they both hyped up the parties like that. Like Debbie's like, we're going to stagger. We're going to have some people come at 9, some people come at 10. It was like, eh. And then Cleve, I missed Josie Cat, our former co-host, was at Cleve's party, and we missed each other last year. We always go to that party, but we always miss each other. So it happened again this year that I saw that she was there and she was having a great time. But even she said that it was pretty spaced out. Yeah. But Cleve throws great parties. Debbie throws great parties. Once this virus is over and done with and we can socialize again, I tell all of you, if you're invited to a Cleve Hall party or Debbie Dutch party, do not pass it up. And Hannah and Christine will back me up on that.
Yeah. That's great. you just got another happy birthday in from Mary Zaint.
Oh, you're a co-host on your podcast, Vegans Uncensored. What a what a surprise.
She was a very happy birthday, too.
Yeah, I love Mary Zaint. Mary and Hannah have their own podcast now, Vegans Uncensored, where they talk about veganism. And I keep trying to throw them topics and possible guests, and they're like, no, that's okay. We'll do it on our own. I'm like, okay, fine. Because I get all sorts of vegan stuff in my feed because I collect on a couple of vegan things. But, you know, you guys are doing a great job. And that's no surprise because Mary likes to talk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mary, it's easy, too, because we get really nervous in the beginning. And then it's just like we're on the phone with one another.
Just flies.
Flies. Yeah. Sometimes we're on the phone 2 hours. We're like, oh, we need to cut this down.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys, if Nicole or Jamie or Dakota has ever met Mary Zaint, but she's quite talkative.
No. She's awesome.
But she's genuinely funny and she's very, very smart. And her brother is Wacko the Magician.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if you guys know him. You know him, right, Nicole? Or
I've heard him. I've heard of him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The names are both familiar to me, but I don't know if I've ever met either of them.
Yeah. I'm surprised you haven't, Dakota. I would imagine that you and Wacko probably shared a stage at one point.
Maybe. I'm going to be perfectly honest. Like, when I'm at a show, the only thing I'm really focused on is like getting through it. Right. And then afterwards, I can like focus on like talking to people, you know. But like, I mean, and you know this just from you know performing together and everything. Like, I show up early. I'm like, okay, what's the set list? What are we doing? I'm like making sure that people like know when they're supposed to be on stage. Like, I just, I'm like, I'm the show mom. Like, that's just who I am when it comes to like performing. Like, it's really bad. Like,
when you think that Jamie and Ash told me to get on stage, that was awful.
Yeah, no, it was, I thought that you were great. I mean, you did kind of help me when it was my time to go up because you did let me know like I was next and it was great.
Yeah.
I had a good time talking to you. But I will say this, you didn't get talkative until after the show. So you're right. You are very that way. Like after the show, we were talking, but before that you were focused on what was going on.
Well, not with you. I think a lot of performers are.
I really believe in like making sure that like this show's good before anything else. Like, that's my number one focus when I'm performing, is like I want to put on a good show, and then afterwards I want to make friends with everybody.
I'm
kind of the same in that I'm so narcissistic and selfish. I'm concerned about my set and doing well, and then I'll talk to people if I do well. Which I usually
do. I want everybody to do well, and I want everyone know when they're supposed to be on stage, and you know, so I'm like, is everybody good? Does anyone need water? I've got water. I've got snacks. Does anyone need anything?
I'm sure you make put a lot of people at ease.
Yeah.
Well, Jamie will tell you, you want all the comics to do good, but you want to do the best. You want to get the most laughs. Now, if you're doing a show with a bearded lady who puts a mousetrap on her tongue and chops her arm up with a knife, or chops a cucumber on her arm, you're not competing against them, so that's fine. But when you get somebody that's doing jokes, you're just like, I want everybody to do well, but I don't want anybody to do better than myself.
Actually, performers are like that too. Like, we are all competing anyway. we do that too. Don't get me wrong.
So.
Like, we do that. That's, I know some that do that more than others, definitely.
Right. I mean, musicians the same way. They want to.
Yeah.
You know, I was.
Everyone wants to be the top at their field.
Right. If you're an opening act, you want to blow away the headliner, and
yeah,
the headliner does. You know, sometimes they'll sabotage the opening act's sound system so they don't do well.
Well, I mean, I don't know about that.
Mark, who was the girl that was doing the money stapling all over her? Like letting certain bills go in certain areas.
That could have been everything. I know Dakota does that.
I do that.
And you might be talking about Sin Twisted too, who does that. Dangerous D, who's not a girl, but he does that. But no, Dakota was probably the one that you saw doing that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I stapled money to your thighs.
I'm sure a lot of room.
A lot of room for money on there. Hey, the way I look at it, like, just more space for people to staple money to me.
I was telling you, we had Genocide last week, who's also a sideshow performer, and she's 6'3", so she's got plenty of money where people could staple money to her.
Yeah.
Where's the weirdest place somebody staple money to you? Do they try the beard all the time? Is that what happens?
No one's tried the beard, but I mean, it's a staple gun, so like it doesn't curl, the staples don't curl under, they stay like that, you know? So it wouldn't really work on the beard. If it was just like a regular stapler, that would work, but because it would at least kind of stick to the beard, but like because it's a staple gun, it just goes straight in and then you can just pull it straight out, you know, like a piercing. It's basically what it is like a, it's basically like a piercing, you know, that you're just getting in random places of your bodies. I don't really have like a weirdest spot that anybody stapled money to me. I've got two interesting stories. One was, I actually convinced someone to spend $50 to staple me in the face. So that was cool. I was right here. And then, another time, when I was performing in Canada, actually, this really drunk Canadian dude like came up to me where I was hanging out at my friend's booth, and he was like, I can do that. And I was like, oh, cool. And then he like picks up my staple gun, and I was like, no. I'm like literally holding on to his wrist. I'm like, don't do it. And he like staples himself right in the arm. And I was just like, well, fuck me, right? Like I can't do this for the rest of the night now. And he was like, what? He was like, I thought you were just concerned because like you didn't want me to hurt myself. I was like, dude, I don't know you. I don't give a fuck about you. Like, no, I can't make money tonight. And he was just like, what? I was like, you just got your blood all over my staple gun. Like, I can't do anything.
I'm done
for the night now. Like, I'm done. I can't do anything about this for fucking me over, dude. And like, I like went backstage and like threw my staple gun back there, and like another friend of mine actually had like a bunch of tattoo cleaning equipment, so I was able to like actually clean it and everything, but like he was like, wow, I can't believe you just like told me that you don't give a fuck about me. I was like, oh, I'm sorry, were you expecting me to be like all Canadian and nice about it? Like, no, dude. I don't know you. I don't know your story. I don't know your life. I don't give a fuck about you. You just screwed me out of money, so thanks, bro.
Yeah, there's stuff that Lysol can't kill.
Yeah.
Especially on Canada. Now, a Canadian drunk guy, that's so rare.
No, it's not. No, it's fucking not. Have you been to Canada?
Give us a shot. None of that. Mark, take a birthday shot.
Shot.
Okay, I did a couple already, but here. No chasing. So tell us about you getting killed in a movie, Nicole. I want to hear about this.
So I've been doing a little acting. I'm in one film that's a romantic comedy where I play the tarot reader. And then in this other one, I am, this one's pretty new. I am going to be an actress and I should get slashed. So I can't really tell much more about it than that.
Oh, good.
Probably shouldn't even have told you that. Now you'll watch the movie. Right. No, Nicole dies. you'll know. That's a spoiler.
Girls have been slashed that have lived.
Yeah.
So from writing horror, now you're gonna be experiencing it.
I've been having a lot of fun doing independent films, So, and then there's still the one with Michael Simmons I look forward to, but he's being extra careful because of COVID. So. Right.
Michael Simmons, who is who makes fetish movies, and
yes,
saw you in your fishnet stockings. You did a photos.
Yes,
fishnets, and that really piqued his interest. He also manages the Nylon Girls. He's got a thing for hosiery.
Yes, he's really cool. I like Michael a lot.
I like Michael too. We had him on the show. He was great. I'm not into pantyhose myself. I like the bare leg. I'm weird that way.
No, weird. Grandpa likes the bare leg too.
You can always rip them.
Really, you would think Grandpa would be like, Grandpa was, you know, he was
the guy around the 70s specifically and, like, asked me to bring the fishnets.
I'm sure he did.
He likes the fishnets.
I'm sure he told you to bring a bunch of pantyhose. He's probably going to the Goodwill and getting those pantyhose that were in the egg. Mommy style. Jamie, do you remember that? Did you ever do that?
The eggs?
Yeah, the little eggs with the pantyhose. Oh
God, those things were horrible.
My mom used to get them. Oh my God.
I used to call those cross-dresser pantyhose because every cross-dresser you would see would have like the sissy cross-dressers in the French maid uniform. They would all be wearing those pantyhose with thigh-high stockings on top of the pantyhose. It was no, I can't.
I'm not wearing thigh highs, but you know, I like a little bare leg. I don't get
I'm bare leg. Definitely. Yeah.
I don't know
what I like fishnets.
I like the aesthetic of fishnets. They're pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They are pretty.
I will tell you, as a man, let me give you some just as for men to men, even though I'm the only man here. being the goth comedian, I've performed in fishnets a couple times.
Wow.
One time in particular. Well, no, this is not one of my proudest moments, but I was performing in Santa Monica, and I had fishnets, and I had shorts over the fishnets, right? And my mistake, they were not thigh high. They were full length. That is a mistake for a man, because I had a girlfriend at the time. Afterwards, we were fooling around, and it didn't work.
Oh.
It didn't. It was too constricting, I think. It worked the next day. It worked great.
But that night, tight. I'm like, you just needed to go up a size. Like,
my legs are pretty big. I think it was the biggest size they had. But I was like, she's like, come on. She really wanted, like, can we just cuddle and, like, you know, fall asleep in each other's arms with some music and, you know, and then the next day I woke up rock hard and we went. We got at it, but it was just like, there's been a couple times where, I gotta be honest, it didn't work. That another time was when the next girlfriend, it's only happened a couple times, and it's seared into my memory. There's always some extraneous force that's the reason. Because I get laid so rarely that I keep it out. So, I had another.
Hard to filter that out there. For positivity.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the another time was I had a ex-girlfriend who insisted on playing Marilyn Manson while we were gonna have sex, and it didn't work. It did not work. But we changed the music, and it worked. Like
wow.
Like she was. I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, honestly, it was the Hollywood album, which isn't his best, but still. It just didn't work. The mobile teens did not give me my phone. And then I
wonder what it was about Marilyn Manson.
Right.
Right.
I don't know, maybe it was distracting. I don't know what it was, but it was just
Maybe you were just like too into the music. You were like, fuck yeah, Marilyn Scott, I love the song.
I was into her, but she was like, you know, maybe she was getting too aggressive. I don't know what it was, but it just nothing was happening.
I mean, like, I'll admit, I get kind of aggressive when I listen to Marilyn Manson too. Like, yeah, oh, maybe.
Same.
Oh, by the way, speaking of that, remember how last month everybody's raving how fucking great the Marilyn Manson record was? The new one?
Yeah.
No, it's quiet now.
Yeah, nobody listens to it anymore because it sucked. Same thing with I was listening to Tool and I was like, Jesus, when was the last time I listened to that last Tool album? Everybody's fucking saying how great it was, and when was the last time you listened to it? It's not that great.
I know that.
There's my music corner for the evening.
Cool. Oh, when I was still in the sex game, I used to put on Enigma, the old Enigma, with like the monk chant, the monastery.
Yeah, no, that's good stuff.
And I loved it. But I did it on purpose because I lived in a heavily, heavily Catholic area. And I knew that all of these, so I knew that all of these guys would have like this guilt complex of feeling like they were in church with the music going. And they would ask me to change it. And I would be like,
logical warfare. For me.
Oh, you're saying Enigma, that they couldn't get erect because of Enigma?
It would really freak them out because it would give them a guilt trip, like the whole religious guilt trip. And I used to think it was hilarious. So I would do it on purpose.
That is so funny.
Yeah. That, and I would only put on one red light bulb. And this guy asked me if I would turn on the lights one time. And I said, no. And he said, why not? And I said, because the red light bulb isn't for you. It's for me. I don't want to have to look at you. It's not about me seeing you. And he didn't quite know how to respond to that one. So
I love that.
Yeah. That's not the right one. Hold on. I'm trying to get the right one. Here we go. There we go.
Oh, that, yeah. That's it.
This was a big hit song.
I know. I love that song.
It's basically a dance remix of Gregorian chants.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, wow. Yeah. This is a great surprise.
Catholic men don't
like it. You got it?
Anyway, so that's enough of that. What a great surprise! It looks like our old producer Morgan has joined us.
Awesome!
Happy birthday!
Thank you, Morgan. Says keeps talking because I can't see you for some reason.
Oh, you can't see me?
Sure, you're there.
I don't know. Weird.
There you go.
There you are.
Cool.
The host of the podcast Burst Your Bubble.
Yes. Thank you.
I haven't listened to Burst Your Bubble in a long time. You're still doing it, right?
I paused back in February, and then the world got super weird. So I've paused for a bit. But yeah, still doing other podcasts, other shows, behind the scenes.
Because we were talking because Jamie is up for a sis role in a movie.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And we were talking like, is it, you know, and you were probably planning on covering it on Burst Your Bubble, all the controversy about Scarlett Johansson playing a trans role.
Yeah. You got to wonder if it's a real issue. I mean,
you should play that role, Jamie. I agree. But it's like, I don't know. It's weird because a lot of people have played different roles that they weren't supposed to. And when you see like your old Charlie Chan movies and they're all white guys, that's a little troubling.
Well, one of the problems is that 99% of the time that they do hire you as a trans character, you're the butt of the joke. You know, like that sitcom that I'm hired to be on after whenever COVID allows us to film in Sylmar, we're supposed to still film that sitcom where I have to wear the bikini and be a bikini model / comedian. And so I'm having to make sure I don't gain weight during COVID and that I keep it all together to wear this bikini. But I told the lady, you know that I'm 50, I'm not 25, right? And you're asking me to wear a bikini. And she said, well, okay. She said, but you'll be fine. No, we want you for the part. So I show up and the other three bikini models are all in their 20s. And I'm like, seriously?
That's your hang up, Jamie.
Yeah.
You're as beautiful as any 20-year-old.
Well, agreed. I still think it's kind of weird to put me in with a group of 20 somethings, but.
Well, I'm looking longingly at your cleavage and I don't think so.
One of the lines in the show is the surfer dude is supposed to tell me, you have some epic parts, Jasmine. So yeah.
Oh, that's like,
it's a stoner comedy.
transploitation.
Yeah, exactly.
But so anyway, so maybe that'll be on a future episode of Burst Your Bubble.
Yeah, if I go back to it.
Yeah.
Until then, I'll just listen to a lot of The Dark Mark.
Yeah. When was the last time you listened to the show?
I haven't been listening to any shows. If it makes you feel better, I've been taking a break from listening to podcasts and things like that, and yeah, I've been reading a lot more. If anything, I've been avoiding like social media and TV. And,
what have you been reading?
Right now, oh God, I'm waiting on the title. It's too long. Guernsey Potato Pie Peel Society, which is like a World War II book. But yeah, it's mostly things that have nothing to do with 2020 in the world, because the world is terrible.
Now, do you know everybody here, Morgan? Does everybody know you?
I'm trying to think. I think, well, obviously I know you. And I know Hannah. I'm trying to think. I think Dakota was on a show when I was engineering. Cole might have been.
I think everybody.
I don't think I've met before.
We haven't met yet, but nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
How does that not happen? That's weird.
I know. I was thinking too. I was like, how did that not happen?
I don't know.
Because last time you were on, Jamie, it was still one of our top YouTube shows, which is when you spanked a sub called Kinky Jesus with a belt that had bullets on it.
Yeah. But Kinky Jesus had too many limits. If you remember, I told you that I want to redo that one because I wanted to play a mind game with him of what do you think is between my legs and make him guess. And I wanted to, like, even though I was telling him ahead of time, you know, what the real deal was, but I told him that it was a mind game thing for the purpose of the acting out the scene, you know, and he was like, oh, no, I could never do anything with a pre-op, and that just doesn't work for me. And I was like, dude, it's for the gag of this thing. You know, you're not getting it. Mm-hmm. It's just playing a mind game for the purpose of the act of the scene, the scenario. And he just wasn't going to go for it. So that's why I beat him as hard as I beat him, to be honest with you, because I was kind of frustrated by him.
Yeah.
Hannah really as always happens when we have Dom guests on, Hannah was getting very intrigued by what was happening.
Yeah.
It's a show, and it's a fun show to watch, of course.
I think Hannah should be a Dom. I think she has these skills. I don't think so. Now she's got a boyfriend and you know everything else. But every time when we had the Dom sit on my face and smother me, when we had Jamie do that and all the other hijinks, you always seem very engaged.
Well, you being smothered, that was amazing. That was funny.
Yeah.
It was like the quietest you've been in a long time.
The woman's ass was on my face. That's why. It's hard to talk when somebody's asshole is on your face. But no, I guess maybe the first couple times you were on it was when we had Trevor. And then the last time you were on was just after Morgan left. So I guess you guys missed each other.
Yeah, I must have just missed. I definitely remember a couple of different shows where I was helping with the audio and someone was getting spanked. But I think I'd remember a Kinky Jesus. My guess.
Do you remember Kinky Jesus had his nuts nailed to a board? Do you remember that, Mark? I was like, what? And he said, yeah,
he was talking about, he liked to get his nuts nailed to a board.
Yeah.
This is what gets people off.
Yeah, he'll do that, but he wouldn't play out what I wanted to do.
What did you want to do? Tell everybody what you were planning on doing.
I was going to make him try to, I was going to get him to say that he wanted to suck a dick, what I was trying to do for the purpose of the domination. But then I was going to tell him it wasn't there. But I wanted to play it out, like make him think it was kind of thing, even though I told him ahead of time, don't worry, I did have the surgery, but he was still like freaked out by the whole idea of it. And he was like, well, if post-op is fine, but pre-op I have an issue with. And I've got to be honest, that kind of offended me because I was thinking to myself, look, that was just a surgery. It's a surgery. Yeah. It doesn't change who the fuck I am. I was the same person before that surgery as I am afterwards. That didn't change the person that I am. So I was kind of offended by that a little bit, really.
Well, I will tell you, after you worked him over, I don't think he had any problem with you.
Yeah, he said he would have passed out if he would have had his jeans off, but...
No, he was at the end of the afternoon, he was definitely in the palm of your hand.
Yeah. Yeah, we so got first together time, and did a photo shoot after that.
He did. Cool. It was a wonderful photo shoot. Now, did Michael Gogan win the election, the Burbank City Council?
I don't know yet. I want to find out. I just saw he was running.
That's the only election I give a shit about. But so the first time Jamie was on, our engineer at the time, Trevor, was fascinated with the story of you being Eddie Murphy's lover.
Yeah.
And then you talked about who was Maniac Cop, the guy who played Maniac Cop.
Robert
Phoenix, who apparently had a huge penis.
River Phoenix was enormous. Yeah.
Sad that people forget who he is.
Yeah.
The whole generation has no idea who River Phoenix is. Morgan?
But a lot of people actually do, because when I told that story, I had so many young girls that are like in their early 20s who have watched those movies when they were little. And they said he was so cute, and they always thought he was when they were little. And they were like wanting to know more about what I did with him and everything. It was, you'd be surprised. I think
Dakota wants to know more about what you did with River Phoenix.
No, I just hadn't heard that story. So I was just like, wait, what?
Yeah, he picked me up on Sunset Boulevard one night we met. And we went for a ride up into the hills. And... we pulled over in one of those little turnabouts, and he was like, I would really love for you to dance for me in front of my headlights. And he turned on the stereo, and we had the doors open. And so I got out and I did a whole strip tease for him in front of the headlights. And then he like came up to me. He was sitting like in the middle of the car in between the headlights on the hood watching. And then after I got through dancing, I like came up to him, and then he started sucking on my breast. And I was like, I was 19 at the time. So I was thinking, I am never going to wash these tits again. Oh my God, I cannot believe this is happening. He is so fine. Right.
You were a fan, I'm assuming?
Huh?
You were a fan, I'm assuming?
I was already a fan of his, yeah. And I had just seen him play young Indiana Jones the week before we hooked up.
Right.
And then we went back to my hotel that night, and we had a whole evening of carrying on.
Yes, cliffhangers all galore.
Carrying on.
Yeah.
It's sad because River Phoenix would have been what Leonardo DiCaprio became.
He really would have been.
He would have been Titanic. He would have been in all those.
He was doing a lot.
So, anyway... So Morgan's sister just had a baby, apparently. So you said
you're an auntie.
Yeah, she's cute. Sorry.
So you're babysitting a lot.
Thank you. Yeah, I got to hang out with her today. I help out with some childcare stuff because my sister is working from home full time, and so is her husband. But yeah, so I get to play a lot. She's 6 months today.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
a baby.
Yeah, it's that good age where she can like support her neck by herself, so I don't have to worry that I'm gonna break her.
That's good. That's always a good age.
So is that maternal instinct kicking in, Morgan, or no?
Probably not. I get really I come home, it's only a couple hours, and I'm really tired afterwards, and I'm like, cool, I get to go home to like not having to deal with any of that. But I love spending the time with her because she's adorable. But yeah, I don't know how I feel about kids, but I love helping her out and like getting to see her get excited by everything. Because everything's new.
Right. And the last time I saw you was when I did a show over here in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I think I bombed, if I'm not mistaken, but it wasn't my best.
I don't remember you bombing, but I remember having fun.
It was fun. I don't think it was my best, but it probably wasn't my worst. And then the time before that, because I thought when you left and we did a... As in the tradition of tonight's grand birthday party, we had a grand going away party for you.
Yeah.
Fireworks and music and everything else.
Yeah.
But I thought I'd never see you again. But then we saw you, oddly enough, as at Joy Villa's Halloween party, which we were reminiscing about last week,
right.
Which was great.
That was fun.
Yeah. I went to Joy Villa's New Year's Eve party, and there were I was watching two people with MAGA hats, one with an oversized MAGA hat, watching Joy dance with Ricky Rebel, who's a flamboyantly gay singer, and they were flamboyantly dancing, and the two people in MAGA hats looked at with quite a lot of confusion at what was going on. So that was another fun party, but Joy Villa always throws the best parties. Hannah?
I know that look. I get that look from people who are MAGA hats all the time. They look at me, they see the beard, they see my boobs. They're like, I don't know what the fuck is going on here.
Right. So, and that's and we're going to stop the political talk there. So, Hannah, is there anybody else wish me a happy birthday? Or is that it?
Josh just messaged me to make sure I wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah, Morgan, what do you think of Hannah's new boyfriend and the relationship and the social media hijinks?
It's your birthday. Let's talk about you.
No, I'm trying to.
If Hannah doesn't want to talk about it because I love her so, then I'm not going to talk about it.
Okay.
They seem really cute. I'll just leave it at that. I don't know much about it, but they seem really cute from the pictures I see.
And Dakota, we were talking before the show, and
yeah,
we haven't really talked yet, but you have your true crime show, and we were last time you were on, we talked about serial killers. All like the whole show was serial killers.
Yeah, it was a serial killer show. That was a really fun one.
But you do other crimes now. I didn't know this.
Yeah. Oh, I've done other crimes like the whole time. It's you know, there's like a really big focus on serial killers, just like in media and in just, you know, public interest and awareness and everything. But you know, last night I was covering John Kay, who is the creator of Ren and Stimpy, and who he groomed two really young girls and started a relationship with one of them when she was 16 years old. Like, he flew her out from Arizona to LA to like fuck her for the summer, and then sent her back to Arizona so that she could go to her senior year of high school, and then flew her back out after high school was over, and basically like had her work for him at Spoonco, and he had her as like a live-in girlfriend, and they had been communicating since she was 14 years old, and it was really gross.
And why do you think other people have done similar things? Jerry Lee Lewis, as you said, Elvis Presley,
because they can
up
get
to
away
Woody
with
Allen it. To Roman Polanski. How come they get away with it and he didn't?
He did get away with it. He's never imprisoned for it. He okay. never had any repercussions. Except aside from them being like, oh, you can't do another Ren and Stimpy, and he's just like, damn you, like that's pretty much he got a literal slap on the wrist, like, we're taking away this show that you were gonna do, like, that hasn't even started pre-production yet, and he's just like, damn, that's it, that's all that happened to him. He never had anything else happen to him, and it's bullshit, like, you know, but the statute of limitations has passed, so I understand it. But yeah, and you know, and the word is out now, but I mean, it was like basically it was considered like one of those open secrets of Hollywood in the animation like field, basically.
So is that what got him fired from Ren and Stimpy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not officially, but because of the
It was because of that. It was because BuzzFeed News put out this long ass article that had been like interviews of both of the girls and just like a whole timeline of like what had happened and everything. And so BuzzFeed News put that out, and that kind of like it blew up like 2 years ago. It was like the middle of 2018 that this like all came out. And so like when that happened, everyone was like, oh shit, that sucks. Like, I vaguely remember hearing about it then. And then it's just sort of like slipped into the like general consciousness of like the world at that point, and just the Hollywood general consciousness at that point. So
I remember when they took the show away from him.
And yeah.
They had Billy West do his voices. Mm. And but they never really were like specifically like, it was always like a breach of contract or something like that. And I didn't know
what like the back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, like that was yeah, breach of contract stuff, but also like, you know, the whole thing with Billy West and everything, that was just a whole lot of nonsense, like from what I just like from
you,
from
did
everything
you fuck
that
Billy
I
West
was like,
too, or what happened?
What?
Did you fuck Billy West too, or what happened?
I don't think Billy West is gonna talk about that. But
oh really?
We can ask. No, I don't know what went on with him and Billy. I know that they got into a lot of like, I'm in control of this, and it's like, okay, yeah, you are, but I'm also the voice actor. No, I'm the voice actor. It was very much John Kay wanting to like do everything, but also never meeting his deadlines. That was like a really big thing for the studios, was that he never met deadlines. Like he would just be like, oh, what are you gonna do, fire me? And they were finally like, yes, we are.
Right. He owned Ren and Stimpy, created it. I guess his production company owned it, and they just took it away from him, and they kept doing it without him.
Yeah.
But I guess it was the right thing to do in retrospect, because he's a child molester.
Yeah, exactly.
It was interesting. We had Hannah, did we not have a great month of Halloween shows?
We did have a great month of Halloween
shows. Last year we had a great month of Halloween shows. This month I think we even topped it. But one of the shows that you weren't on was we had Stacey Nelkin, the star of Halloween 3.
Oh, nice.
And she went out with Woody Allen when she was 17.
Yikes.
Oh, wow.
They met when she was 16. Mm-hmm, I inadvertently said that, oh, well, you had sex with Woody Allen when you were 16. She's like, oh, no, it was 17. I'm like, does that really make a difference? The guy's 42 or whatever at the time, I guess. I
Depends
mean, legally,
on what
I
state still, they were in.
Well, they're in New York, so I think legally, but.
Yeah, that's legal in New York.
You know, I'm turning 41. When I get to 42, I'm not chasing after 16-year-old girls.
Right. Please don't.
I like women.
Don't do that.
I like women. I've had 16, 17-year-old girls flirt with me, but I don't let that go on for very long.
But, yeah.
And she was beautiful, and she still is, but wait.
Yeah.
Date somebody close to your own age, except for Hannah, who dates guys 10, 15 years older. But date somebody close to your own age.
Hannah, I'm right there with you. I've dated older guys for as long as I can remember.
Now we're talking. Everybody's eyes were glassing over. Now, who's the oldest guy you've ever been with, Dakota?
It was 22.
Or woman, I'm sorry. I keep forgetting.
Yeah, no. The oldest person that I've been with was 22 years older than me. Yeah, I was 18, he was like 40 something. Yeah, 40. He was 40.
So basically just what I was talking about with
I was at least 18. I waited until I was 18.
Did you meet him when you were 16 or 17?
I met him when I was 18.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
I've dated women 25 years older myself.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie's is he boyfriend, husband? I still don't
know. He's not a boyfriend. We've been together for 17 years though, but
he's considerably older.
Yeah, he's 15 years older than me, so he's 65.
And Nicole, I'm trying to think. You tend to date around your own age.
Yeah.
A little older, but not too old. Older and younger.
Yeah. Older, mostly.
But not too much older, like, you know.
No, like within 5 years or so.
Within 5 years.
Not 22 years.
And Morgan, she apparently dates people that look exactly like her. So that's, and I'm assuming you guys are about
a haircut now. So we
know, I got it. Now we know who's who.
Which is good.
are you guys the same age?
I tend to go for the same age, but I've been with my girlfriend for 4 years now.
Is that why you got the haircut?
No, but I did notice, unfortunately, we used to go around and like, I don't know, we have a dog and we walk her a bunch, and neighbors used to be like, oh, are you sisters? And it's like, no, or even worse, twins. I'm like,
oh, God, no,
we look that much alike. We just both have dark hair, like,
and glasses. And
yeah, but now it doesn't happen. Now I just confuse people, especially if I'm wearing a mask. Yeah, they don't know what to do with me. either. But like, they're short hair, but like, what's going on?
And you don't, you're not one to wear form fitting.
No.
Clothing.
No.
Very comfortable clothing.
Yes, we'll call it comfortable clothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Like this.
No, I couldn't pull that off, Jamie. You look wonderful. I wouldn't be able to pull that off. But you look.
You could pull it off.
I wouldn't feel comfortable. If you're not like confident, you know, then it doesn't. I don't think you can pull it off if you're not confident. And for better or worse, I wouldn't be confident wearing that.
You do have to be confident in what you wear. You do. Yeah. And I've always been extra. So, you know. And you were talking about the pedophiles. Let me tell you, when I was 14 and I left home and I had to go into the child sex industry in order to survive, mm-hmm. I told every single guy I ever went with, I would tell them the truth about how old I was. Mm-hmm. They all knew that I was 14 years old, and not one of them ever said no. Not one ever turned me down. Not one ever said you were too young. Not one.
And then Chris Hansen came out from behind.
I believe it. And,
no, it disgusts me. I don't.
Yeah,
it is bad. Me, but it also confuses me. Well, confuses me because I don't get it. I'm not attracted to young. To
underage. Me either. I'm really not attracted to young people. I don't get it either. Like when all the girls are like, Justin Bieber, and I see all these full grown women chasing him. I'm like, he looks like a boy.
Yeah.
He looked like a child because he was a child, but there were grown ass women who was like, he's so cute. I'm like, he looks like a child.
Yeah, he looks like an infant, like Jesus. When he first like came down from Canada, he looked like he was like nine. I was like, what is this like infant on my
TV? So gross.
He looked like Hillary Swank and Boys Don't Cry.
Right. Yeah.
But now he's grown into it. Now he looks
like he's like 45.
Now he's got the porn stash though.
I know.
Oh, that's the best.
Did you guys see him on SNL the other day or like a couple weeks ago?
He's trying to look like Anthony Kiedis is what he's trying to do, and he's not pulling it off.
I've met him before. He seems nice enough. I just don't understand the attraction to people who are young, who are in their teens, because like I look at them and I see children. And yeah. I've been that way. I'm older than I look. I've been that way since in my 20s. In my 20s, I still dated older people because younger people just looked young to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm glad I'm getting older then, but well, it's
Mark,
funny. I had
40 is my ideal new age to date because men in their 40s usually have their stuff together, but in their 30s are still trying to figure it out.
I'm following Morgan's lead, where it's like, okay, well, that's an invitation, which I would never think. Knowing you, it's funny because Nicole and I have been friends for so long, and she's not saying it's not an invitation, and we're going out tomorrow night, so I might more. But right when we went out, when I first talked to her, we met. We didn't see each other for a year. Then we started hanging out, and I remember asking her out, and she was very, very blunt and said, no.
You're too much man for me, is what I said.
What's that?
I said, you're too much man for me, is what I said. And you're still too much man.
All right, well, thanks. But I've been having fun on Tinder.
No, that's a compliment. I don't like, the same way I don't
like. You like him a little.
A little dapper would be a good word for it.
A little more androgynous, a little more metrosexual.
Yeah.
Yes, I understand. I was sending Hannah. I had some fun. I was having fun on Tinder this week. I asked her if I could ask a personal question, and this is my new tact on Tinder and dating sites. You guys tell me if it's any good or not. Okay, so I'm like, can I ask you a personal question? Which that weeds out a lot of the bots. So then they're like, which is what I usually get. It's like, oh, you're so hot. I can't wait to fuck you. But first,
here's my OnlyFans.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait. I showed Nicole some of it. I can't wait. But first, go to proveyourself.com. You won't need a credit card. I'll be right there waiting, and then we can fuck. So there's this other girl now. I was like, can I ask you a personal question? She's like, sure. And so, of course, personal question of mine is obviously something goofy that, I got off the internet and I'm experimenting with, which is which 90s pop song title best describes you?
That's actually a
really good question, because it's interesting. Nobody's ever asked that before. And I'm going to ask everybody that right now, because, but before I do, I'm going to tell you the story. So I asked her that, and she's like, I'm going to tell you that and send you nudes. But can you buy my grandson a skateboard ramp? To which I said, no. She's like, really? I'll send nudes. I'm like, yeah, I got that part, but no, I'm not buying your grandson a skateboard ramp. She's like, please. I'm like, I'm sure your nudes are better than any grandmother's nudes that are on TV. But I'm going to pass. Dakota, what 90s song title best describes you?
Just the title, not the full song.
Just the title, has nothing to do with the song. Just
Say My Name.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Because see, nobody ever fucking says my name. They call me Bearded Lady, and I'm just like, I have a name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Say Dakota. Yeah.
It's not that hard.
Okay.
I'm the only one in LA.
You're the only Dakota in LA?
No, the only professional bearded lady in LA.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jamie, what 90s song title describes you the best?
Let me think. I would say I'm a bitch.
I'm a lover.
Yeah, I'm a mother.
Nicole, what 90s song title describes you the best?
To the Moon and Back by Savage Garden, because I will take you to the moon and back.
Ah, very nice. I don't remember that one, but I'll have to cue that one up.
It's about a girl who people think she's a little standoffish, but really she's looking for the right kind of lover to come, and then she'll take him to the moon and back.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I just this whole time I thought you were just standoffish. What 90s song title describes you best?
Who, me? I think I'm blue.
Blue? Wow. Blue.
The best techno song ever, but it's so blue.
Okay. And Hannah, what 90s song title describes you best? What obscure metal 90s song title describes you best?
I'm just joking.
I have no idea. What song I would have ever picked? I don't know.
No, not the song, just the song title.
I don't.
It sounds like it'd say Freak on a Leash and not like Korn, but it describes them.
Hey, nice.
I have no idea. What would you say?
Probably Stinkfist. I don't know. But Morgan, you never answered. What were you going to say?
I can't think of one because I'm like going through my head.
You're the one that loves music.
I know, which is why I'm overwhelmed. I don't know. I don't know what I'd go with.
Okay.
See, at first you said 90s pop, so I picked that. So I picked Say My Name. But like, songs, if we're doing any 90s, then I'd say like Basket Case.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Right.
Green Day is a good choice.
Yeah, right.
Well, today's my birthday, so I'll go with Blown a Wish. But as I take another swig.
Yeah, take another shot. Think?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Better of Roses by Bon Jovi, since I have them tattooed all over me.
Oh, there you go.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Good choice.
See? You don't have to like the song. It's just the song title.
Oh, I love that song.
Okay. You like a Bon Jovi song? What?
I had Bon Jovi posters all over my room when I was little, like the New Jersey one, and he's kind of looking like this.
Yeah. You were making fun of Poison and Foreigner when you saw them, and you like Bon Jovi. I didn't know this.
Well, when everybody was into Hanson, I was into Billy Idol. Like, I was not with
I don't like Billy Idol. Yeah, sure. But Bon Jovi, that's a...
Oh, yeah,
I had a good crush on John, too.
And there's no,
honestly, who doesn't like Bon Jovi, though?
No judgment.
My grandpa likes Bon Jovi.
Yeah, grandpa likes Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Bon Jovi's still a good-looking man. I mean,
yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, I got to say.
He's also a really great philanthropist, too.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
He's an incredible human being.
I got to tell you, if anybody says that they don't at least sing along or like either Live It on a Prayer, or Don't Stop Believing, they're just being an asshole.
Yeah.
And you could not like those bands, but you can't deny those songs are fucking good songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Seriously. Yeah. They're ragers.
Yes.
So, and you remember them.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can't, it, once you hear it, you can't get it out of your head.
Yeah.
So anyway, where does time go? It's about time to wrap up this party, Hannah.
Happy birthday!
Yeah.
Woo! Happy birthday, Mark.
Yeah, happy birthday. Thank you, everybody. It was unfortunately we couldn't meet at Jumbo's Clown Room or something like that, like Hannah's birthday. But
next year.
Yes, Dakota, no stunts tonight, or. Jamie, no S&M implements that you have at the handy, or
S&M? No, actually, I'm looking at three crucifixes on the wall across from me.
So you haven't done any Zoom comedy shows?
No, I haven't. I didn't know how I would feel about performing in front of my phone, just like with the ring light and sitting in front of my phone is. It's fine for conversations like this, but it just seems, well, I don't know.
I got to tell you, most Zoom comedy shows are pretty much like this. A lot of them, they're just kind of sitting around bullshitting and you're not doing routines. I got to get a ring light, and I think I had it on my Amazon wish list. I didn't get it, so I will buy it.
Aww.
But
they have ring lights for Groupon for $20.
Yeah, you know what, Mark?
What's that?
Mark, you should crowdfund one. I bet you have a big enough following. I bet people would be willing to donate.
It's not bad. I saw one at the 99 cent store for $10. It's not that.
Well, then maybe I'll take you to the 99 cent store for your birthday and I'll buy you one.
Oh, well, thank you. We've got after Doomies, of course. I'm trying to think where the closest 99 cent store is to Doomies. I think I know. But anyway. So, Jamie, there's a couple shows I can tell you about, but the one I did the other night, don't do it. It's not, if you see Roast Battle anywhere near something, don't do that.
Okay.
And I love roasts. I hate roast battles. I hate the roast battle mentality.
Yeah.
But, anyway, Dakota, did you get something going? You don't have to.
I'm sorry, I don't. I'm in the process of rearranging my room right now, so like nothing is where it belongs. So I have no idea where anything is right now.
Well, one last swig. Here's to me.
Woo!
Here's to you.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Oh, that's a big one. My sister's never had Fireball whiskey. I'm gonna have to buy her a bottle.
Oh yes.
Oh, wow.
It sounds really easy.
It's like, is it strong? I'm like, it's strong, but the cinnamon makes it taste good, so it's okay.
Yep.
Dakota, tell everybody about all your shows and how people get a hold of you.
All right, so you can find all of my shows. You can, if you just look up facebook.com/ChardonHeyTC, that'll bring you to my fan page, where you can see my show, Chardon True Crime, where you can watch me and my co-host every Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday talk about true crime cases from throughout the world. For Halloween week, we did Andre Chikatilo and accidentally renamed one of the most prolific serial killers in history, Goat Boy. So that's the kind of content you're going to find from us.
Why Goat Boy? Did he...
To survive as a child during the Ukrainian and Russian occupation during World War II, he and his family had to eat leaves and grass to survive.
Wow.
That would do it. And it's Dakota's Beard on Instagram.
Yep.
And
it's Dakota's Beard on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. Big following on TikTok, so join my army of 12-year-olds on TikTok, and it's Dakota's Beard.
Should I start a TikTok channel myself? What do you think?
Yeah, do it.
Yeah.
Hannah's got a TikTok channel.
Yes, she does.
But what am I going to do? Just 10-second dances? I don't think that's going to be...
Whatever you want. You could do like 2-minute comedy sets, you know, in between. Joke of the day.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That would do really well on TikTok.
Good. Okay.
Do you know Lily von Stupp? She's got a good following on TikTok now.
Oh, she's great, yeah.
Yeah, Lily's great.
And so just bypass Twitch and go straight to TikTok? Is that what I should do?
I mean, they're two completely different things, but yeah.
Yeah. And Jamie, you're not performing right now, but if people want to get a hold of you and book you for acting.
It's at Miss Jamie Gendron on Instagram, and it's at Jamie Gendron on Twitter, and it's Jamie Gendron on Facebook. And that's it, because I don't do TikTok. I'm thinking about it, but...
Oh, I can see Jamie TikTok already. I can see that being a big hit.
Yeah, I don't know what I would do for it yet. I don't know if
I've got a few ideas. But Jamie, it's my birthday.
Uh-huh.
At the risk of going long, is there another lover that you have not told me about, a famous lover of yours? You told me about Eddie Murphy. You told me about River Phoenix, the guy from Maniac Cop.
Yeah.
A couple others. Is there somebody you have not told me about?
Did I tell you about Frank Burns from MASH?
You did say Frank Burns from MASH. Yeah. You've heard about him.
Let me see. Who else? Well, you know about me partying with Boy George, but that wasn't me having sex
with him. Right, and the Grateful Dead.
Grateful Dead, yeah, there is that. Jerry Garcia, yeah. I never forget. Well, you can't forget someone who has Made in the USA tattooed on their dick. And
Jerry Garcia has Made in the USA tattooed on his dick. Well,
but the thing
was,
the thing was, is that soft, it looked like it said MIA.
That's how did Jerry compare to Eddie Murphy in River Phoenix? Not so good, huh?
No, well, yeah, because he was about 7. Eddie's about 9. River was about 11. So River takes
the ball.
That, you know, that's not, 7's not bad for a fat guy.
7 was decent. Yeah, 7's decent. It's good.
Okay. And Nicole, for everything you do, and I'll be seeing you tomorrow. It's Nicole Six Books on Instagram.
Yes, please follow me at Nicole Six Books.
You're not that Nicole Six anymore. You're Nicole Six.
I'm not that Nicole Six anymore. I'm Nicole Six Books because it's more of a professional account now. So please drop me a DM if you want to work with me. I've found a lot of cool people on Instagram, and we put stuff together. And there's a lot of indie talent out there, so I'd really like to hear from you. Just slide into my DMs.
Is that your new apartment? When you're moving into your new apartment?
I'm in my new apartment.
Okay, that's what I thought. Can't wait to see it.
I ate a piece of pizza on camera. I hope that wasn't a bad thing. I was making dinner right before I went onto Zoom. And I got hungry. I'm like,
you should crowdfund for some furniture. I think you'll do well.
Oh, I'm getting a lot of furniture already. I have someone taking care of that.
Okay. And Morgan, what shows are you producing these days?
Mostly working on Tides of History. So that's a Wondery show. We usually look at like medieval history in Europe. But recently we started looking at prehistory and like stuff that kind of goes over my head with remains from like 50,000 years ago. It's wonderfully nerdy if you want to learn about like how the world kind of came to be. At the beginning of quarantine, I was working on a show called Love Under Lockdown. That one was cool. And it was different couples. And
everybody's hooking up under lockdown.
Sorry?
There's a lot of people hooking up under lockdown, right, Hannah?
Yeah. Well, it was different couples who like were already together when quarantine started. And like 4 couples. One of them was like, for example, a nurse and her fiance, and they had a kid. And so like they had a quarantine separately. One of the couples was like a lesbian couple that broke up like right before stay-at-home orders were issued and decided to quarantine together, which is a terrible idea in my opinion, but they were really funny in the diaries. So that was fun to work on. And yeah, I just help with a bunch of like other smaller shows. But yeah, you can find me Morgan R. Jaffe, Jaffe. On social media. Sorry, my cat sees something. I'm getting really distracted by him.
And check out the old episodes.
That's true. And
the vintage Burst Your Bubble episodes. They're very good.
If you want to Burst Your Bubble, and that's wherever you listen to podcasts. It's still up. It's not going down or anything like that.
Right.
So.
I'm still catching up. And Hannah will tell you that our shows never sounded better than when you were our producer for
that's what I was.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Right, Hannah? Yep. You miss Morgan?
I do, lots. I miss you. That was like, that was our best little, you know, we had like Toy across the street, and then Noomi's right here, and it was sunset, and then we'd all meet outside and walk up. And
Yeah, I mean, that's honestly the worst part about COVID is I don't get to like see any of the people whose shows I work on in person anymore, and it's annoying. I like people, that's why I do podcasts, because you get to interact with people. And like, now we get to, this is nice, but I like to actually bug people.
And it was sad to see that last week was the 1 year anniversary that we did our last show at the Ruby.
Yeah.
So anyway, Christine, you're not hooking up during the pandemic, is that what's happening?
Yeah, no, absolutely not. I'm anti hookup.
I don't know how that happened, but okay.
I know, that's not usually my MO, but it is this time.
A lot of your friends are hooking up. Hannah's hooking up.
Gotta stay safe.
Hers is not a hookup. Hers is like a whole relationship extravaganza, love, but you know, hookups are no.
Anyway, so how do people get a hold of you?
I'm on Instagram at Christiana with X being instead of S.
Say that one more time.
Only Instagram. I'm only on Instagram, not a social media person. And it's Christiana, Christiana.
Yeah, I want to make sure that Tom Dreesen can get a hold of you. But I was just, I took a break from social media. I didn't go on social media at all yesterday because of the election, and it was great.
Yeah, it's
a nice, so refreshing. Everybody should really take a couple days off.
Absolutely.
It's really good. I had like 150 people wish me a happy birthday, probably 200 now. So I had to get back on today. But yesterday with everybody just like sniping at each other for no reason because one of these fucking assholes would be president and just ignoring all that was great. And Hannah, hail Hannah Box 666 on Instagram.
And TikTok, and yeah.
Uncensored with Mary Zaint. Morgan, are you aware of the new podcast?
I've seen, Hannah's posts. Like I said, I haven't been listening to anything, but
And Mary Zaint talk veganism.
I mean, and other things kind of related, you know, we kind of go off the path a little bit. So whatever we feel like talking about, actually, we just like, we get on the phone and we chit chat and then, all right, let's talk about this. Take some notes.
Okay. So the next episode of Vegans and Censors will be how awesome I am and how much Mary should really date me finally after 10 years of asking her out.
Yeah.
Okay. Like that's going to happen. Anyway, I'm surrounded by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 wonderful friends of mine who I adore and I love, and I appreciate you coming on, and your little dog too. Have a wonderfully creepy week. We've got a great November coming up in the Dark March show. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.